The two old buggers are still on holidays, and well, it's Rhett Biglands here. We've had Source Jacobs all week filling in, but tonight we raise the stakes. We have got a very special guest with us for the next 2 hours. Stay tuned, listeners, because here he is, the great man. It's great to have you on board. How are you, mate? We're getting there.
It's not working, Boogles.
Oh, you're killing me. We had a big setup.
Hang on, I'm going to do this anyway.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles.
That's as good as it gets here.
Oh, Biggles, great stuff.
Taylor Walker on board. G'day, Tex. How are you?
G'day, Biggles, Hazy. It's great to be here. Looking forward to it, and it's a great start.
Yeah, terrific great start. Out of the blocks with a fly. How's your last couple of weeks been?
Yeah, it's been quite interesting, Biggles. The last couple of days, I haven't walked it. This is the first time I've been outside the last couple of days, so think yourself pretty lucky that I've come in here to see you. But, a lot of beer has been drunk in the last couple of weeks, Biggles.
What have you got in store for the Triple M family the next 2 hours? You've got a heap of dad jokes, a lot of sledges, and you going to ring any teammates and tell them to get stuffed? Or you don't like hanging around, those ones who have left the club?
You listen to that phone call, will you? No, that's incorrect, Biggles. We'll have a bit of fun, update the listeners as to what's going on in the world of sport, and have a bit of fun. That's the most important thing.
Hey, big news around with the mate we're referring to. He's off to Melbourne. That deal has been done, and, well, Adelaide have picked up some wonderful early round picks, Tex. You happy with those?
Yeah, I think it's a great trade for both clubs. Obviously, Jake wanted to get over to Melbourne, and I think it was great that Reedy and the recruiting team were able to get some picks for him. So onwards and upwards here for the Adelaide Footy Club.
Yeah, if you haven't heard today, the Crows will receive 2 first round draft picks in exchange for Lever, who was picked up at pick 10. So they also get 16 and 12, I reckon, early on, somewhere around that. We'll confirm that because Justin Reed is going to be on the show to give us all the ins and outs just after 5 o'clock. Tarek Elrich joins us too with Adelaide United in full swing, Tex.
Yes, it'll be great to speak to Tarek. Obviously, he went through a similar thing with my knee, so it'll be great to speak to him about what stage he's at with his knee. And obviously, Devin Smith has also been put through and gone to Essendon for pick number 11, I think, back to GWS. So a bit of work done at the trade tables today, Biggles.
And the 36ers there, big match, of course, tomorrow night against Cairns, up in Cairns, the Taipans. Mitch Creek's going to join us. What a gun he is.
You would have had a few footy trips up in Cairns, Biggles, and misbehaved, so it'd be great.
3 in a row in there.
Hey. Were you best on? Or?
No, Darren Jarman took those votes one time. I reckon that was the only footy trip the big man got on. Obviously the brother of.
Did you organise them and put an extra $100 on everyone so then you could take yourself over somewhere else? Or
probably not.
No? Okay. It'll be good to speak to Mitch Creek. They're 1-1 and up in Cairns tonight, so look forward to that.
Get on board, family. At Triple M Adelaide, you can get involved via Twitter or 1-3-5 throughout the day. When we've got the big man here, fire all your questions for the skipper and the great man who is Taylor Walker.
Jazz and Louis away in. It's Tex Walker and Rhett Biglands, 104.7. This is the Rush Hour.
Impey's gone to Hawks.
It's the Rush Hour with Jazz and Louis. The guys are back on Monday in the meantime. Rhett Biglands and Crows captain Tex Walker.
Nicknamed Wacky as well back in Broken Hill. Why do they call you Wacky?
That was my old man's nickname, Wacky Walker.
I tried to get it stick when you first came to the club because you were a bit wacky.
But you gave me Tex, Texas Walker Ranger.
I wanted it to be Wacky because it was so much better. I love it when the boys from Broken Hill come down and throw up the Wacky Walker in the crowd. Hey, one of your old mates that you had a quick phone chat with recently is just, well, obviously that deal's been done. We mentioned it before, Jake Lever is off. So Crows have got a 2017 first round draft pick, currently pick number 10, a future first round pick, and a future fourth round pick as well. In exchange, Adelaide will send old mate Jake the Snake a second round pick, currently at 35, and a future third round selection. So we'll have Reedy on that. Now, Jarman Impey for Port supporters.
Yeah, breaking their report so that Port's Jarman Impey will join Hawthorn. Obviously, I think we'll go till about 5 o'clock, the trade period, but they'll get in return pick number 33, so probably a great deal for both parties.
And the squad is out also for the International Rules Series, which has come about. Eddie Betts, Trav Boke, Lairdy, Paddy Ryder, Sloney, and Chad Wingard from a South Australian contingent have been included in that lineup, Tex.
Geez, that's a star-studded lineup, Biggles. A couple of nice players from South Australia, and the boys will play some tough footy. They've got some great mids through there as well. Gary Ablett, that's got him in Gold Coast, but I don't think he will be Gold Coast next year. So it's going to be great international rules. One here and one in Perth, I think.
Yes, you're right. Australia will host Ireland Adelaide Oval on Sunday, November 12th, and then over at Domain Stadium on Saturday, November 18th. Chris Scott, Ross Lyon, and Brad Scott, coaching panel.
Yeah, that would be good. But also, Rockcliffe, if anyone hasn't seen or heard, he got traded to Port Adelaide for pick number 18. And also, Devin Smith went to the Bombers for pick 11 back to the GWS. So, a little bit of movement, Biggles. But you'd like to think the trade period could be shortened so deals get done quicker.
This is just dragging out 2 weeks. Because what was highlighted for me was when we spoke to Tom Rockcliffe yesterday on the program, he mentioned that Trav Boak flew up there straight away after the season, jumped on a plane and had a conversation with about bringing him here. So obviously Port Adelaide knew they were gunning for him more than a year out. They obviously understand when his contract's going. So these guys don't need 2 weeks to debate, do they?
They don't. I think it just brings you back to your planning and preparation as a list management group as to you need to do it probably a little bit earlier than they have been. But and also, I just think it goes too long. Too much to and froing. 2 weeks is too long. If you could bring it back to 5 or 6 days, at least we'd get results a lot quicker.
For mine as well, I know that there's a lot of plan that goes in. I just want to ask you quickly also about the big recruit, Bryce Gibbs. So if Adelaide knew and had been planning to get him last year, it didn't go according to plan, do you think he'd still be on the calculations? Because not only have you got some really high draft picks at the moment, and you're in a strong premiership window, you don't want to be using those draft picks for future players. You want to be using them to knock on the door next year.
For him in particular, it's tough to sort of talk about players that are contracted. So that's one, obviously we didn't land him last year, but he's still contracted Carlton, so there's not much that we can really do in that space. But yeah, obviously we've got some future round draft picks, and I'm sure Reedy, Hamish and the team will be doing their best to potentially get a couple of players in, and maybe Motlop's shown a little bit of interest. He'd like to come back to South Australia, so he's one. But players for us would be good if they fit our group.
Oh, Bryce is in town at the moment too, with his missus looking after the Rundle Mall Fashion Festival coming up.
You'd be going straight down the aisle in the Fashion Festival, Biggles,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, right. I'll have my best bag of fruit on. But
Nike's on.
Yeah, have the kicks on. So be a good chance for you to catch up with him. Sauce caught up with him yesterday.
Did he, Sauce? Mm. Yeah. No, I'm...
They're good mates.
I'm out of town. I've got Bernie Vince's wedding this weekend.
How'd you survive Bernie Vince's buck show as well on the weekend? Because I'm looking through the list of people who went, and old Tim Vince, his old man, and the other people there.
Chris Vince.
There weren't too many responsible patrons there.
I'll tell you what, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And when you see Tim and Chris Vince in high flying form.
On a boat?
On a boat. We went on a boat Saturday, and then we went back to the Port Melbourne Bowling Club. But the last couple of days, Biggles, I've been counting my lucky stars to have got through that with the Vince clan.
We look forward to getting into that a little bit later on. Tarek Elrich just around the corner as well about the Red season, how they're shaping up with their big clash against Melbourne Victory.
Got some Reds tickets as well to give away. We'll get to that next.
Kings of Leon, Hazy.
It's your song, I reckon, Tex.
Love it.
So Rush Hour, Triple M, filling in. It's Tex and Biggles. Jars and Louie, they're back on Monday.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chantra's Abbott gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
It's Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. The boys are on a bit of a break. They're back on Monday. Rhett Binglands and Crows. Captain Tex Walker in with you.
Lowering the average age here, and IQ going up as well, I reckon, Tex.
Oh, yeah. Definitely brought it up with you, being on here, Biggles.
Through the roof. Stick around. The quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters. Better call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. $1,000. We've given away once this week. The sponsors aren't real keen on us doing it again, but I reckon we will, Tex, because...
Ah, why not?
Sauce and I chipped in out of
our Jars and Louie.
There's also plenty of prizes to give away at Triple M Adelaide. Get on board, a double pass to the UBA Adelaide Cup on Friday night, which includes dinner, drinks and a betting voucher. We'll let you know about that. Get on grsa.com.au. And also a double pass to Adelaide United versus Melbourne Victory, which is on Friday, 20th of October. Head to adelaideunited.com.au. Tex, great to have you in because, mate, you've been copying it left, right and centre. Not only did you walk in with a helmet and some cricket pads on today thinking there was more coming, but from Caroline Wilson to Robinson to every man and his dog, they've had a dig left, right and centre. And I just don't know how to... On one, you block it out. You drink a lot of suds in the off-season.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with it, apart from
that? It's probably that time of year that there's not too much football going on, Biggles, and people trying to create a bit of a storm. So, obviously, I had my views and opinions on obviously, Jake leaving, and And I want to clarify, I said that he'd gone for his reasons versus having success. And we haven't had success, but I believe that it's not far away for our footy club. So I'm super passionate about our footy club, and I'm disappointed that we have blokes that can that will leave our footy club. But that's the landscape that we're finding ourselves in at the moment. And I'm sure the guys that over in the Melbourne media, they can have their opinion. They get paid to have their opinion, and it'd be a boring world if people didn't have their opinion, Biggles. So they can go for as hard as they want, but they won't knock me over.
That's the one as well, in that if you're going to be honest and then people are going to jump on it, then what do we want? But
I just might go 1 week at a time then.
Yeah, one week at a time.
Go like that, Biggles.
That'd be gold, and that's what we really don't want. But okay. For people who are, you know, It was right. I think we understood you, and those in the football world understood that you hadn't had success, but there's more likelihood of success at Adelaide than at Melbourne.
I'm not comparing teams, but I think
football public would say that. No disrespect to Goody, but
no, I'm not. I would never compare us to Melbourne. But
we're in a better shape. Well, Adelaide's in a better shape.
I'd like to think that we're not far away from success.
No doubt,
not far away.
And achieving a grand final is success in its own right. I would have thought for the year. It's better than missing the eight, that's for sure.
It was a good year, but it wasn't a great year. So we've got a little bit of work to do in the break. Obviously got a bit of time off. The young boys come back mid to late November, and we'll come back early December. But we'll certainly enjoy the off-season. Got B. Vince's wedding this weekend, Biggles. So yeah.
Open bar, spirits?
Oh, yeah, she'll be open. Back with the Vince clan this weekend, so it'll be super interesting to see how that goes.
What about when people have a pot at your performance in one game? Those have got short memories in the, I probably reckon, a final against Frio where you tore it to bits, and there was a prelim against Hawthorn where I think you were banging them from 50, and people have short memories in regards to performances on a big stage. They'll judge you on that one game. Darren Jarman went through it as well when he was at Hawthorn. They criticised him, and then look how he turned it around. And they're going to be the same people who are patting you on the back are the ones who are trying to cut you down at the moment.
Yeah, exactly right. But that's the beauty of sport now, and especially our industry. There's that many different journalists, that many different sports shows. I reckon there's one on nearly every night. So the game now gets super analysed, and for what it's worth, they're entitled to their opinion. Whether we listen to it or not, Biggles, is a different thing.
And how do you take it on board? As the youngest ever Adelaide captain, I mentioned before, like, there's a fair bit of pressure involved with being the Adelaide captain under the build-up. A lot of people forked out some hard-earned to get over there, and then the letdown.
Yeah, obviously it's disappointing that we weren't able to get the job done a couple of sad days ago, but no one was killed. The sun come up. We're still sucking in oxygen. We're still sucking in oxygen, Biggles, so we'll learn from it. We have to. We'll re-watch it once we come back, and we'll learn from it, Biggles, and get on with life.
Certainly can't wait to see how they use those draft picks, that's for sure. The best thing is about staying out of trouble in the off-season as well. You would have seen the medallion being hung around the neck of a Richmond supporter. The police have investigated that. We certainly don't condone any sort of nudity over text messaging. We spoke to Source Jacobs about the education with that, the trouble that presents in off-season. You think it's improved? Because we used to have Fev taking a leak on the side of a wall and people filming it. Jake Lever goes to the tip and gets filmed taking his rubbish. I mean, there's just cameras everywhere. So how does the off-season compare, and where is it evolving to as far as social media
goes? Well, the thing that I've found since coming into the role as a leader is that you can't really tell blokes what to do. So what you have to do is strip it back and explain and sort of put them through education as to what we expect. And that's all you can do. And obviously you have a program to do in the break. But I think the most important thing, you need a bit of a mental break, also a bit of a physical break, but you need to continue to train so that when you come back, you're in a great space, and that's what we'll do over the break.
Good work, boys. All right, Tarek Erich from the Reds, defender, done a knee. We'll chat to him next, see how he's going, and see how the Reds are travelling ahead of Friday night. It's a rush hour. Jars and Louis back on Monday. It's Tex and Biggles.
Well, round two of the A-League kicks off tomorrow night. Brisbane Roar taking on our very own Adelaide United up in Suncorp. And one of their stars who's out injured at the moment joins us. Well, 10 years in the A-League and, of course, in the Australian squad. Tarek Erich, welcome to the rush hour.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Welcome, Tarek. How's the knee feeling? Done the ACL and had a little bit of a clean out 9 weeks ago?
Yep, about that.
How's it feeling?
No, it's going good now, especially after that clean-up. Before it, I was stressing a little bit. You know, when players come back from an ACL injury and it's been, you know, three and a half months post-op, you think, and they're telling you they don't have no pain or feeling no pressure on the knee, and I was feeling both of those. It wasn't fun, so had a little cleanup. It's been good since then. So yeah, running around, changing a lot of direction stuff. So yeah, look, hopefully aiming for around February to get back.
What do you have to do between now and then?
So now I'm starting my agility work. So a lot of, you know, sideways work, a lot of jumping and landing stuff. So in the next 2 weeks, I'll be doing a lot of agility work with the ball, which is always fun. But yeah, look, it's especially when you've been out for so long, just conditioning yourself is been a big battle for me. But hopefully get fit by the time I'm back.
Great news for the Reds fans to have you back on deck soon. Taylor Regan's a bit of a shock early as well. So early in the A-League season, 10 to 12 weeks with that ankle.
Yeah, he's done his syndesmosis. So it's
Not the good ones to do, Biggles.
Yeah, you know, holding those your shin bones together down the bottom there. Right. So he's done that. So he's looking to go into surgery. So yeah, look, you're losing a leader and someone who's solid at the back for us. You're losing him for that lengthy time. It's a tough one. He's actually pretty down about it. I just told him, mate, head up, think about it. You'll still probably be back before I am. So. Taylor's a strong bloke, so I'm sure he'll be all right.
Brisbane up there, what do you have to do to beat them up over up in Brisbane?
Yeah, look, Brisbane's never an easy place to go to. And, you know, a lot of the critics are riding Brisbane off and only round two. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be up for the challenge. It's not going to be easy up there. And the boys done their final session today and they're probably on the way now to Brisbane. So, look, it's a tough game. None of them are easy. So, for us, it's about making sure we just focus on what we've been working on for 5 months in the preseason and try to execute in the final third.
Well, I have to ask, you went through a bit of a transition phase as a footy club and a lot was spoken about that they were writing you off and it was a tough time for your footy club and you listen to your coach speaking and some of your players and a bit of the media as well, and they're pumping you guys up saying that you're probably the real deal. How do you internally get everyone on board, get everyone in the same direction for round one and heading into the season?
Yeah, look, obviously at the start of the pre-season, we didn't even have a coach. So, you know, a lot of people gave us no chance at the start of the season. So, look, for us, it's about buying into what the coach wants. It's a different philosophy to the Spanish coaches that we've had in the past. So it's a massive transition. We've lost a lot of quality players, a lot of leaders on the pitch. And I was one of those players that put my foot into it and saying, you know, that we need to recruit well if we're going to do well. And credit to the guys behind that.
Joined by United star Tarek Elrich. Just speaking in regards to Marco Kurtz, it's a huge transition. I don't have to have an interpreter anymore from the previous coach. Now, what's his strengths at the moment and how's he going about the style that he's trying to create at the Reds?
It's funny you say that. With the Spanish coaches, you know, you've got 4 months of pre-season and it was just football, football, football. You know, I don't remember putting on the runners and going for a lap. So I think that's the difference between Marco's style and our previous coaches. Mate, it was running from day one and, yeah. You know, a lot of boys saying, "Yeah, I haven't done this in a while." And I think our biggest problems in the past was starting the season off fit because of our preseason didn't consist of too much running. Look, don't get me wrong, I actually enjoyed those preseasons where he didn't have to run too much, but it didn't help us come start of the season. We lost a lot of games in the dying moments. You know, he put that down to fitness, loss of concentration, but with the German mate, he's got us working really hard and I think the boys are you know, now obviously you don't enjoy it while you're in preseason, but it pays off in the end, I guess.
Still on coaches, Ange Postecoglou possibly getting the wind-up after our match versus Honduras, or both legs against Honduras. Coached you in the Australian squad. What's your thoughts there?
Oh, look, that's a tough one. Look, Ange's been quality for the national team. You know, he's the only coach that has won something, winning the Asian Cup not long ago. And, you know, when we did go to the World Cup, we played some decent stuff. So, you know, he'll be very hard to replace if he does choose to leave, but look, I know as much as you guys know about that, but
hey, no one knows as less as what we do,
so exactly. Not much.
So look, at this present time, we've got a World Cup to qualify for. We've got a massive game coming up next month, and I'm sure the boys will be ready for that. But well, hopefully, we get to the World Cup.
We will.
Be interesting to see. We but look, Biggles. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy.
Absolutely. Hey, great stuff, Tarek. We look forward to tomorrow night taking on the Brisbane Roar at Suncorp. You can hear Speedo and all the boys on Fox Sports, and hopefully, we get our first win on the board.
Hopefully.
Good luck.
Too easy.
The two old blokes from the Muppet Show, still on holidays. Taylor Walker and Biggles here filling in. Tex, you went to the netball last night, had a look at the Constellation Cup between the Aussies and the Silver Ferns. That's the fifth in the row.
I did, yeah.
In the row for the Australian side.
So they're up to Sydney now, I think, or Perth. I can't remember where they're going next, but they ended up stitching up the series last night, beating New Zealand. It's my first time I've ever been to a live netball.
Don't lie.
First time, Biggles.
Back in Broken Hill, you never went and watched the netball when the girls were playing alongside the boys.
At an elite level, Biggles. I used to play a little bit of mixed netball.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. wouldn't surprise me. But,
come on, Biggles. Where would you play if you played netball?
Goal attack, mate. All the option going forward. Wouldn't be a shooter. I just want to roam around the pack. Who's your favourite diamond at the moment?
Caitlin Bassett's one of my favourites, but I also liked Watson and the centre.
What do you like about them? Yeah, you really like the centre a lot. You didn't even remember a name.
I can't remember a name, no, but it'll come to me in a second. But Bassett, I just love the way she shot. Got most of her goals in. And obviously Watson, she was just like a little nippy forward. A little bit like Eddie Betts, just here, there and everywhere. Yeah. So quite enjoyed it. It's a lot more physical than it looks on TV, Biggles.
Terrific analysis of netball. I'm not sure if we did it any justice, but
imagine if you played Warren
Pickett. Didn't Kurt Tippett used to go out with one of the Silver Ferns?
Kurt Tippett?
Yeah, didn't he, your old mate Tippo?
No, his sister played.
His sister played for the Australian side or for
Australia? Gretel.
Basketball, wasn't it?
She played basketball, also played for the Australian Diamonds in netball, Biggles.
Yeah, and then the Adelaide Lightning tonight are taking on the Perth Lynx from 7 o'clock at the Titanium Arena. Of course, the Sixers are there on the weekend. They take on the Taipans in Cairns tonight for round 2 of the NBL.
What's going on next, Biggles? We've got the VIP pass, the U-Bet. Take us through that. What are we going to do?
Well, so we're going to give away a couple of passes. This is awesome, Tex. I'm not sure if you've been down Angle Park. Go and see Brent Yates down there, one of the great callers.
Yater. He's a great man, Yater.
Very He's not Yater. Funny, but a good caller. Hey, VIP tickets to the 2017 UBet Adelaide Cup at Angle Park this Friday night now includes dinner. You get all-you-can-eat buffet, pin the ears back, unbutton the belt, and launch you into the lemon chicken. You get drinks and a betting voucher.
How much to bet?
Oh, I don't know.
Gamble responsibly, Biggles.
Of course. Tickets and info from grsa.com.au. Give us a call now, 133-53. We won't put you on the air, but we'll have a chat off air about how you're going to spend your betting voucher and who's your tip.
It's a rush hour, Triple M, Tex and Biggles. 104.7, Jars and Louie, they're back on Monday. Right now, you've got Tex Walker, the captain of the Crows, former Crows champ, Rhett Biglands.
Speaking of Jars, Jarman Impey has landed at Hawthorn, Tex. 22-year-old became a Hawk today after paperwork was lodged. Hawthorn has traded him for pick 33. The clubs also swap later picks. Good player, Jarman Impey, from what I've seen this year. Obviously, 75 games with the Power. He joined them in 2013. Couldn't get a run.
Good little player, Jarman Impey. He goes over to Hawthorn with a 3-year deal. They also swap picks 61 and Hawks' future fourth-round pick. Hawks also get pick 67. So, a few boys going out and Impey and Jackson Trengrove, pretty good mates. So they'll stay together in...
they live together, don't they?
I think they did live together. So it'd be interesting to see whether they get a house over there in Melbourne.
Now, in the off-season for you, we spoke earlier about it before with in regards to social media and the intrigue around what players get up to. Bryce Gibbs going for a run in Fiji and someone snapped him, bloke behind him wearing a Crows guernsey.
Can't do much, can you? Even poor Jake Lever going to the tip and getting rid of some of his gear to get ready to go to Melbourne. And there's a
on
photo.
Your show, Hazy, Channel 7, on news.
You can't do much.
It's legit, though. Crows gear. It was.
Was it? Crows gear?
Was it? Because the other thing was that he was getting rid of some grass clippings and stuff, but it is actual Crows gear.
I'm not too sure whether it was. I didn't
clothing to the tip. Seriously.
Apparently, the tip bloke snapped it up wearing Crows guernseys and all sorts of things.
No. I got the kick up the bum on the way out to... I'm heading home next week, and girlfriend said to me, because I've got all my Crows gear from this year, and I always give them back to my mates back in Broken Hill, and she said, if you don't take it this weekend, when you come back, it'll be gone. So I've had to chuck that in the car and take the trip all the way back to Broken Hill, Biggles, so all my mates back there will be training all in Crows gear.
It was funny, I remember the first time I met you when you were on the plane to Adelaide as young with the biggest mullet ever and a little skinny little kid. Roo and myself had gone over to stay with Roo's uncle in Broken Hill. And
I remember
you were
that.
Flying over.
Yeah.
And Roo said to me, he's going to be a gun, that kid. And I said, what are we going to do about his ears? Anyway, true story. But you've had a pretty good career. We'll fix up those ears later on.
Biggles. I'm going to get Byron Pickett in here to clean you up.
What else on the cards for the off-season? Obviously, you've got to keep your weight down. You've got to train pretty hard. You get on the gas here and there at weddings and little bits and pieces, but you've got to keep it under wraps.
Yes, we do. We've got a program that we'll have to do over the break. But now we'll get a bit of time. Elle and myself, we're going to head over to the Maldives in Singapore. So
Maldives? What will you do in the Maldives?
I'm going to read a book.
What, footy record?
Footy record. Picture. I'm taking a couple of picture books.
What book are you going to read?
Biggles. I am a way better reader than you, so be careful what you say. But we'll have a bit of R&R.
You're
going to
read a book
there
for a week, eh? The Maldives.
I've got a couple of books to take over Biggles, so we'll get them down the hatch and read them. But I'll also go over to KI, first time over to KI, and spend a bit of time floating in and out of Adelaide as well. Got a couple of weddings, so got Bernie Vince's this weekend, and also Daniel Tarley's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, put a couple of weddings on the same day. Andy Otten's as well, is that right?
Otto's getting married, yep. So you wouldn't be far off, Biggles.
Yeah, getting there, October next year. Hey, you're also going to watch a bit of Home and Away. Source told us Tuesday night you're a fan of Home and Away.
Let's go back a step. Someone is going to marry you.
Yeah.
Someone is silly enough to marry you.
Her family don't speak English, that's why. Oh. Hey, So talk me through Home and Away, because my mum's 90. Well, my mum's 70 odd, but most 90-year-olds.
70 or 90?
73.
Okay.
Most 90-year-olds watch Home and Away, and you love it.
I do enjoy it. I used to, as a little kid, I used to watch it religiously. Oh, I'm not shy to say that, but since I've grown up a little bit, time has got away from me.
Pippa Biggles or Colleen or Alf or what?
Colleen. Yeah, hey, only me.
What, are you serious? This is really lowering
what
your...
What TV shows do you watch?
No, I just watch documentaries and real life stories.
What documentaries do you watch?
David Attenborough.
Like David Attenborough? I'm with you there. Yep. Surely you have a TV show that you enjoy.
Narcos. I love Narcos.
What's Narcos?
Netflix for those. But Home and Away, we'll wind this up. Sorry, folks. But we're just trying to soften him up a little bit because he's had a tough couple of weeks. The prerequisite for being on Home and Away, I mean, seriously, how many car crashes and plane crashes that can they scream in one
season? Not just all about that, Biggles.
You need to.
Some nice looking coppers on there.
Wonder why there's problems at the Crows. Peter Miller. Captain's watching Home and Away. Good stuff, hey. Stick around. Justin Reid's going to tell us all the trade details. You better go hard on him too.
Yeah, I'm going
to. He's got a pretty blunt pencil when it comes to signing Adelaide boys, doesn't he? And interstaters, they get more cash than they deserve.
Hey boys, also Quiz With No Name. We'll play it next. It is thanks to Auto Masters. When was the last time your brakes were checked? Better call 1300 Auto Masters. 10 questions, score yourself a heap of cash. Give us a call, 1-333-53.
It is. When was the last time you had your brakes checked? Text?
The other week? I don't know.
You won 300 Auto Masters, mate. Get on board. Tom from Door Park. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
How's it going, boys?
Tommy, how are you, mate? You ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready and fired up.
Do you know your sport?
I hope I do.
You hope you do? What's your favourite sport?
Big AFL man. Follow your boys.
Yeah.
Do you like
any other sport?
Any sport,
whatever's
competitive.
Well, you're going to need to today, Biggles. Why don't we get it underway?
Righto, you know the drill. You can use your Auto Masters up your sleeve. You can also pass, and if time permits, we will come back. And Tex and I will do our best work at trying to speed it up for you, Tom. Best luck, mate. Here we go. Which club has Jake Lever been traded to?
Melbourne Grantham.
Which two teams play for the Constellation Cup?
Australia and New Zealand.
Which Queensland town are the Adelaide 36ers playing in tonight?
Cairns.
Who do the Socceroos play next for a chance in the World Cup?
Who will coach Australia in the Virgin Australia International Rules Series?
Sorry, I missed that.
Who will coach Australia in the Virgin Australia International Rules Series?
Sorry, say that again, please. Sorry.
Who will coach Australia in the Virgin Australia International Rules Series?
What does MMA stand for?
Mixed martial arts.
Which war brother is an Australian cricket selector?
Mark.
Who currently leads a Supercars Championship leaderboard?
Water Masters.
What day of the week does the Melbourne Cup fall?
Tuesday.
GWS player Devin Smith has been traded to which club?
Essendon.
Who do the Socceroos play next for the chance in the World Cup?
Do you want me to repeat number five for you again? We'll coach Australia. Sorry, mate. Is that my English or yours?
Cut out for a while there, boys.
Ah, that's why you're on the Virgin Mobile. You should need to be on the Virgin Mobile, Virgin Australia. Let's see how you went.
Somebody do it.
One.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
No, I think that's incorrect. Yeah, he's playing with you here. Andrew Hayes has set off the wrong button, Hazy. What have you done there?
What do you mean, mate?
He didn't get 9.
Oh, jeez. Well, did he get 10? Did he get 10? Is
he
that what he's
saying? He didn't get $1,000 either.
Well, how many did he get, Biggles?
Tom, which ones do you reckon he got wrong?
I don't think I got anything wrong. Honduras. Honduras was the one that I missed.
Yeah, number
Honduras,
four.
You've just been on Google. And who will coach Australia in the Virgin Australia International Rules Series?
Probably Alistair Clarkson or Scott.
Incorrect. Which Scott brother was it? Or will it be?
Brad. Or
incorrect.
Chris.
You're 50-50. But good work, mate. Good couple stuff. Of wrong, but all the best.
Thanks. Stick around. After the break, we have got Justin Reid with all the changes that are happening throughout the Adelaide Footy Club world and the world of AFL.
We're going to hit him hard, Biggles.
No doubt.
Justin Louis back on Monday. Right now, you got Crows skipper Tex Walker and former Crows champ Rhett Biglands. It's a rush hour, 104.7 Triple M. Jazz and Louie, the rush hour. The boys are on holidays in the meantime. The skipper of the Crows, Tex Walker and Rhett Biglands are in with you. The 36ers, they take on the Cairns Taipans tonight in Cairns. We're going to chat to one of their guns, Mitch Creek, inside 10 minutes.
Doing a great job, Hazy. Another man working really hard at the moment is the Crows list manager. And all-round nice guy, Justin Reid, joins us. G'day, Reedy. How are you, mate?
Biggles, how are you, buddy?
Going all right. You've finally got the lever deal done. Obviously, there are a couple of picks there early, particularly the pick number 10, which would be nice from Melbourne. Pretty happy with that, how it went down?
Yeah, mate. It's nice always to get the deal done early. I think both parties had open dialogue and worked well together. So it was a good outcome, obviously, for the Melbourne Footy Club. And obviously, you know, we were really clear on what we were after. So it's a great result with Jake Lever, I guess, coming in as a pick 14. To turn that into 2 round 1 draft picks is a great result.
Reedy, Texy, mate, how are you?
Hello, Texan.
Mate, a lot of planning and preparation goes into trade week. Do you think it goes for too long? And could it, if you could shorten it, what would the period be?
It's a good question, Tex. For myself, absolutely, it does feel it goes for too long. But and a lot of people realise the trade period goes for that, I guess, 10 days or fortnight. But you're right, a lot of preparation is 18 to 12 months leading into it. I guess the extra time frame, because things can change so quickly, you do need to be a little bit fluid. To do your due diligence on certain things that may come from left field, you do need a bit of that extra time. So it's a real balance between, I guess, getting in and getting the deals done quickly, but also having enough time to do your due diligence to make sure you're making an educated decision for the football club.
Going from player manager externally back into internally as a list manager. How have you found that change the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's a bit different, Tex. Obviously, you have a real close bond and relationship from a player management point of view. And I guess with my team and myself being based out of Melbourne full time, you probably don't have that as close relationship with the players as what you'd like. But obviously, we've got great admin and coaches and team on the ground in Adelaide. And I guess we work hand in hand. And from a list management point of view, as to that team-first approach, Tex, really appeals to me, the Adelaide Footy Club.
Yeah.
Now, Reedy, I know you're going to say Charlie Cameron's a required player, but we need to know why he was meeting with Mitch Robinson from the Lions today on the television we just saw.
Very funny. I wasn't aware of that. Mitch and him are good mates. I think they actually got introduced through Eddie Betts, actually. So, like most players, Biggles, they've got relationships throughout other states and other teams, but look, we've spoken to Charlie and his management. We understand his position, and they're certainly clear on the club's position and his contracted status. Obviously, Brisbane, and we've actually had one or two other clubs inquire and make an approach to the footy club regarding Charlie's position. So, you know, we have, I guess, 7 days left of the trade period, and we'll work through that and see how things unfold.
Obviously, the lever deal is done and dusted, and it sees us with a couple of picks this year and obviously future first-round pick next year. Can you explain to the Crows fans listening today what the go is for the Adelaide Footy Club with the remaining period of trade?
Yeah, Tex, we've obviously publicly noted that we've got some interest in Daniel Motlop. So
Stephen Motlop?
Steve, sorry, not Daniel, that's his brother.
You want to get the right one.
Bring him out of retirement, reckon?
I'll get Shannon in there while I can. Yeah. So, Steve, so obviously the free agency period expires on Sunday. So we'll go through that process and hopefully get an indication of how that plays out over the next, I guess, 24, 48 hours. But as I said, part of it's obviously a retention point of view. We also look at personnel, and we also look at how we position our draft picks, not only for this year, but also for future draft picks in 2018.
For those who don't know, your old man was obviously the list manager and had one of the bluntest pencils going around when it came to signing contracts.
Oof.
Especially when you're from South Australia. Now, the discussions about whether or not, Reed, you come from the same cut of grass, if you like, whether or not the South Australian players are getting less than what the Victorian players are to remain there, keep them interstate.
What do you mean, Biggles? Nah. What do you mean they're getting less money?
Nah, Biggles. I can be really clear on that. I've been on both sides of the fence, and we treat everyone equally. I think my old man had a bit of an issue with Ruckman, so maybe that had a bit to do with you.
We had Sauce in here during the week as well.
What about Ruckman didn't he like?
Well, we have to ask him that question, but no, I get on with Sauce very, very well. So might have something to do with you there, Biggles.
Nothing to do with me. It's just a bit of a feeling around there. There's been some good deals done if you're a business model, but more importantly, you want to try and keep as many of the good players at the club as possible. And financially, that comes down to a big decision at times.
Oh, it does. And we do have a model where we like to spread it evenly. And look, I guess the real test from a list management point of view is trying to keep the group together, and we're trying to build something there. And that's not about taking less. That's about taking what's fair and reasonable and trying to keep the group together towards what we're trying to achieve.
What about the weekend, Reedy? We've got Bernie Vince's wedding. You coming down to have a beer, or is Christy not going to allow you to have too many?
No. Christy will let me have one or two, but obviously I've still got a job to do over the weekend in Tex. But I think someone said I'm sitting right next to Jack Watts, so that will be interesting. So we'll enjoy Bernie's wedding and then get back into business.
Well, I'd love to say let your hair down, but that's getting very thin. So we'll enjoy a couple of beers over the weekend, Reedy.
Well done, Tex. Well done.
Good to chat to you, mate. Good luck for the rest of the trade period. See you Saturday.
Thanks, boys.
It's Rush Hour, Jars and Louis. They're back on Monday. In the meantime, Rhett Biglins and Crows captain Tex Walker, 104.7 Triple M. Jars and Louis back on Monday. Right now, you got Rhett Biglins and Crows captain Tex Walker, 104.7 at Triple M. Mitch Creek from the 36ers. We're going to chat to him very soon and give you some tickets as well.
Nice work, Hazy. Hey, Tex, your old mate Nick Kyrgios, Special K, got fined $12,000 and deducted $26,000. Which was his first round loser's check following his decision to walk off that match against Stevie Johnson.
Stevie Johnson, yeah. He's finished football and now he's gone over to tennis.
Quick transition to tennis in the Shanghai Masters. Mm. Fans were booing him. So not only the $12,000 fine, of course he was suspended by the ATP last year in the same tournament. Unsportsmanlike conduct. And then he got on Twitter after his dummy spit and said that he ate a bad din sim. And that was the reason why he had a stomach bug and a shoulder problem. And so obviously he's going to take that change out of the middle console of his Lamborghini and pay that to the ATP. But as far as dummy spits go, he's consistent with him. I like his consistency. But surely you've got a couple that
he's just evolved. Got so much talent, that kid. You just love him to get an all-round, get his attitude in order. And if he can, I think he could potentially be, if not one of the best players, the best player in the world. So he's
currently ranked number 21 in the world, but from his ability to be able to throw a tantrum, he's pretty good at it. Can you remember at the club or anyone in your time that has had a really good dummy spit or a spray perhaps?
You could probably touch off on Chris Laddams when he walked out on the club one day, but I certainly copped a spray, a couple from Neil Craig when he was my coach, and rightly so, I probably deserve them. But the one that I remember was down at West Lakes. He was three levels in admin, and his coaching office used to be right at the top.
Yep.
And I got called in, and it was after a game. I knew I think I had three or four touches up in Brisbane. And
yep, grand final. Grand final, was it?
No, it wasn't grand final. Thanks for reminding me, Biggles. But
I'm just joking.
Craig decided to show me some clips that I was pretty non-competitive and decided to, everything he had in him, just absolutely let rip on me. This went for about 5 minutes, and on the way down, I had my tail between my legs. I thought, I'll put my hat on, chuck the hoodie over my head, walk down as quick as I can. And every single level, I reckon a staff member at the Adelaide Footy Club yelled out, "Hey, Tex, you all right, mate?" Every single level on the way down. So Not only did I cop it, but everyone else in the building heard it. So
the spray left the door open.
Left the door slightly ajar just so everyone else could hear.
Oh, could throw one, that's for sure. What about one of the veterans of the old league in certainly the sample, Scotty Lee, the agitator. He was at the after-match presentation. He played with the Crows as well. It was a training camp down at Rapid Bay when he was asked to do some a fair bit of work. And myself and Roo and Scotty Lee, who was a champion player when he was at the Bulldogs and certainly got a couple of good years at the Crows as well. They were talking about running up this hill at Rapid Bay, and it was 40-odd degree heat, and they just kept hammering him, and he said, I'm out of here. He walked from Rapid Bay during a pre-season camp, got in his car and drove home.
How far was the walk?
No, only up the hill, but he said, I'm not running up the hill anymore. I'm going home. I think that story for mine where he walked out on a pre-season was unbelievable. Chris Laddams walked out as well, though.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Didn't he come back the day after and try to apologise to Schwerty, a fitness guy back then, but... Actually, on Schwerty, I remember Bern and I did a little bit of work for Royal Society of the Blind, and we got our dog, Buddy, and obviously they sent a bit of a package in together, and there were some schmackos in there, and me and Bern were standing at Bern's locker, and Schwerty walked past, and he said, well, what are you two up to? And we said, oh, we're just trying these new chocolate bars that are out, and Bern said, do you want to try one, Schwerty? He said, oh, I don't like chocolate. Give me a go. I'll have one. So Bern gave him a schmacko.
Schmacko
to Schwerty. And I've never seen Schwerty crack it that much. He wanted to fight me and Bernie.
Those big lips of his. He would have got half a schmacko on his lip and half on his teeth.
It's a rush hour on Triple M.
Well, the NBL is in week two and the Cairns Taipan take on our boys tonight. Adelaide 36 is up there in Cairns at 7 o'clock. Get all the action on Fox Sports 503 and this man will be right in the pivot. Mitch Creek joins us. G'day, Mitch.
G'day, fellas. How are we?
Good, mate. Looking forward to tonight. Big game up there versus Cairns. What do you have to do to beat them up there?
Cairns are always a good side at home. They obviously run a really systematic approach to the game. They just run a flow set mainly. And I think if we can really take the ball out of Cam Glidden and Alex Loudon and make their catches tough. And I think if we take care of them and do a job on them, it'll give ourselves a really good chance to come away and win this game.
Watching round one of the season up against Melbourne, it was a game that probably slipped away and really the Sixers should have won. What has been the improvements from Joey since?
Yeah, obviously the first game was a tough one to let slip. I felt we were the better team all night. We kind of controlled the game for most of the four quarters. We came out in the third and were a little bit lackadaisical, and Castle Ware, being a great player, came out and stuck about four threes in our face. That didn't really help the cause, but... Yeah. Yeah, you know, to get out rebounded, and I think they had 23 offensive rebounds to our, like, four or five, or I think it might have even been less than that. So cleaning up the defensive and offensive rebounding was a big thing. Our second game in Sydney, I think we did a good job of that. But at this day and age, and how good the league is this year, we can't let those close games slip just from, you know, a little mistake like offensive rebounding. So we've got to try and get another game back at some stage this year to make up for the first one.
You went over and spent a bit of time with the Utah Jazz, yourself and Nathan Sobey, mate. A, what did you learn over there? And B, what have you been able to bring back and sort of put back into the 36ers?
Yeah, obviously the Utah trip was obviously fantastic. I had an absolute blast. I know being there with Sobes made it all the more enjoyable. To have another Aussie there is always, you know, a good experience. But, you know, the coaching and the staff and, you know, the facilities and the level of play and the professionalism that those leagues bring was something that I'll never forget. Running out on court playing against some pretty high level NBA players at the Summer League in Vegas was obviously, you know, something that will you know, linger with me for a very long time. But a lot of the things I took from it was probably just the, you know, the ability to actually play at that level and to do a decent job. I didn't feel like I was too far out of my depth, and I know Nathan would say the same thing. So, you know, bringing that confidence back into this team and igniting, you know, the other guys with confidence, knowing that, you know, we could go over and play and compete, and if they can compete against us and do the exact same things, and, you know, then they're actually probably better than they actually understand. So giving guys a little bit of extra motivation is something that's probably come back with both of us to put back into this team.
Speaking of the Yanks, Mitch, we've signed Alan Wiggins Jr. from San Diego. What's he got for us? He's a monster.
Yeah, so he's a big fella that can really handle the ball. You know, he's a hard worker, and that's all I've got him this time around. He can finish. He's a very unorthodox kind of left-handed player. So, you know, him being long and athletic and being an American, I think he's going to be very exciting to watch.
One final one before we let go. Old mate Ronald Robertson, what's the real story there? You got to let us know.
Ronald Roberts.
He sat out the last training session, didn't get another gig, the import. What's the story, Mitch? Fill us in.
Yeah, I guess pretty much all I can really say there is, you know, we went away to Singapore. You know, he told us that he had a knee injury, and basically he missed probably three quarters of our semi-final and then missed our grand final. Came back to Adelaide. About 7 days went by and he hadn't trained. As far as I'm aware, he got scans on his knee, and as the scans came back, he sat out the next day, and basically the decision was made to move forward. And, you know, it's a business, and, you know, we needed guys to play hard every single night. And, you know, we felt that obviously a change had to be made, and we've gone with a new import. And hopefully we can get him on board really quickly and get him in the culture that we've built at Adelaide 36ers and go on to do some amazing things this season.
Thanks for your time, mate, and good luck tonight. Good luck for the rest of the season. I'm looking forward to coming down to Titanium Stadium and watch you dunk a few, mate.
Yeah, no, thanks, fellas. Really appreciate the support.
Good luck, Mitch. Cheers, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. The boys are on a bit of a break. They're back on Monday. Right now, you've got Rhett Biglands and Crows captain Tex Walker on Triple M.
Tex, what are you up to tonight after the program?
What am I up to tonight? Oh, don't know. Might go and have some dinner and then head up to Renmark.
Yeah, good work. You can go watch the Adelaide Lightning also if you're not going up to Renmark. They are taking on the Perth Lynx from 7 o'clock tonight at the Adelaide Arena. Also, the 36ers take on the Taipans in Cairns tonight as well. Round 2 of the NBL. You can catch that on Fox. Great game of netball last night too at the Adelaide Arena where Australia played New Zealand. The 5th Constellation Cup for the Diamonds, 55-43. Now, I was reading also, Tex, that you are an ambassador for golf, which surprises me.
Well, it's golf month, Biggles, so all of October throughout South Australia, there'll be a lot of
courses that provide
a lot of fun activities, Biggles. I quite enjoy my golf.
Right. What sort of golf clubs have got in Broken Hill?
They've got two, one scrape, one green. It's actually a really good course.
Yeah.
Yep, so you should... Are you a golfer?
Yeah.
What do you play off?
I play off a tee. What about yourself?
I knew you were going to say that.
But... it surprises me. I know you go into bat for a lot of companies and you've got a lot of sponsorships. I wouldn't have picked you as a golf ambassador, and Triple M family probably wouldn't have either.
I like playing golf because it's about the only place I can go where I don't get annoyed. I can turn my phone off. I don't have to talk to anyone apart from whoever I pick as my partner. So that's why I choose wisely, and that's why you've never got a phone call to come and play golf.
What about when you rocked up to Glenelg Golf Club with two pair of pants on and you were wearing two just in case you got a hole in one?
Oh, boom.
What else are you an ambassador for?
Just golf. I've got a couple of other
things.
Why
it's called golf?
Why?
Every other four-letter word was taken.
What's next?
You are on fire. I need these for ruined dits of the morning. But it is golf.
You haven't pulled out any dad jokes in this session.
Well, we might leave one right at the end, but... yeah, it's golf month, Biggles, and I like to support golf. I love my golf. And so if you
Golfers!
So if you're looking for a game, head down to my favourite course. I'm also the ambassador for Glenelg Golf Club.
Don Bradman's favourite course too.
Don Bradman.
Mm. Yeah, he was a member there for a long time.
You're a bit of a Don Bradman, but on other scales. So golf month, enjoy it.
Now, the AFL has announced also the Australian squad for the two tests at Virgin Australia International Rules Series. They take on Ireland, of course. Adelaide Oval on Sunday, November 12th, I should say. And, of course, at Domain Stadium. Over in WA on November 18th. Eddie Betts, Trav Boak, Rory Laird, Roy Sloan, Paddy Ryder and Chad Wingard, the South Australian contingent.
It'll be good fun.
You reckon most of the boys get rewarded pretty well for playing in this side?
I think they get rewarded pretty well. Bit of cold hard, but yeah, it's good. It's in the off-season, so I think the AFL have worked out that they'll have to pay the boys to be able to play, but it's obviously great recognition for those boys on great seasons.
How much do you reckon they get for a game?
Well, if there's two games, so I don't know.
You know.
I don't know how much, Biggles.
$20,000.
$20,000 they get, do they?
It's amazing cash, isn't it?
It's good cash.
You get that out of your ashtray.
So Rush Hour with Tex Walker and Biggles on 104.7. This is Triple M.